Preparing 7 days a week. Hello, Malcolm here with your 2-minute teaching tip based on this book by David Burseau. It has been said that before the speaker prepares their lesson, God prepares the speaker. And how does that happen? One way is in noticing what God is up to. What has he been doing around you and in you? He is at work 7 days a week. And when we talk about preparing 7 days a week, we're not referring to working on our lesson outline and its content 7 days of the week, but becoming more aware of God acting in our world. How do we do this? Firstly, we pray to be aware. Pray to be aware. When I go out to pray in the mornings, one of the things I'm thinking about is my lesson, this next lesson, whenever it's coming up, and I record voice memos on my watch just to remind me of anything that comes to mind while I'm praying. Secondly, we make notes on what we see, what we read, what we hear, books, podcasts, YouTube, videos, conversations. When I see something that's interesting, I snap a photograph of it on my phone and I look back through them as I go through the week and ask myself whether God wants me to use that in some way. Is he trying to speak to me and to the group through it? I keep all my notes and ideas in an app called Obsidian so they're there ready for the next lesson. And the third thing I do is to collect objects. Sometimes something physical is given to me that I think this will make a good sermon illustration. I keep a file in my filing cabinet for the ones that are small, and I keep the others in a box in various drawers and places so they're ready. What's the best way for you to notice and record God speaking to you? Do you have a method for that? It doesn't have to be the same as mine, but how do you notice and how do you keep a record of what it is that God is doing? Well, has today's tip been worth 2 minutes of your time? I hope so. Next time, we'll go on to talk about choosing the right topic. Until then, remember, always to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.